Greetings, my fellow reptilians. Welcome back to another episode of Reptilian Studio Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Ted Lee, the King of Reptilians. And as always, this is going to be a quick episode, and we're going to talk about something that I enjoy talking about. So today I prepared, as always, like 3 or 4 topics for today. We're going to talk about the benefits of solitude. We're going to talk about Nietzsche, and we're going to talk about nihilism. Okay. So we're going to start this off with Friedrich Nietzsche. Friedrich Nietzsche was a thinker who really shook up the world of philosophy. He had a lot of interesting ideas that still get people talking today. One of the big things about him was his belief in the importance of thinking for yourself and not just blindly following what everybody else says. Now, I know that we live in a sort of society where everybody thinks like, yo, this perfectly explains me. I mean, describes me, but does it really? I don't know. Think about it. Now, he was born in 1844 in Germany and grew up to become a professor of philosophy. But he didn't just teach the same old stuff. He challenged a lot of the traditional ideas of his time. Nietzsche thought deeply about things like morality, religion, and the meaning of life. Once again, I feel like a lot of people could say, yo, this is definitely me, but nobody's actually on Friedrich Nietzsche's level. You feel me? So, one of the most of his famous ideas is the concept of the Übermensch, which is German for Superman or Overman. This wasn't about superheroes like we see in movies. Instead, it was about individuals who could rise above the limitations of society and conventional thinking. Like, Nietzsche believed that people should strive to be their best selves, even if it meant going against the norms of society. Which, you know, this channel is all about that, and a lot of people say the exact same thing, but, you know, once you really take a close look, they're just sheep following blindly what everybody keeps talking about, blindly, without understanding that the deep state, the shadow government, is feeding the world all this bullshit to keep people blinded and to keep people from succeeding and reaching their maximum potential. Now, another big idea of Nietzsche was the concept of eternal recourse. This is the idea that time is circular and everything that has happened will happen again and again forever. It's a pretty mind-bending idea and makes you think about how you're living your life. Nietzsche also had to say about religion, like a lot. He famously declared that God is dead, meaning that traditional religious beliefs no longer held the same power and influence they once did. He saw this as an opportunity for humanity to create its own values and meaning in a world without a divine authority. Yeah, I said it right. So, Nietzsche wasn't all serious about philosophy all the time. He had a pretty sharp sense of humor too. He liked to use irony and sarcasm to make his points, and he wasn't afraid to poke fun at the stuff academic world he lived in would also say. But this actually describes me so much, you know, as I keep talking, I'm picturing myself like socializing and going into the everyday world, and I'm keep saying like, yo, this is actually so me. Maybe because, you know, I grew up idolizing Friedrich Nietzsche, so he has like a big influence over me, but you know, it makes me smile. That's all I'm gonna say. Now, unfortunately, Nietzsche's life was pretty tough. He struggled with health problems for much of his life, and he eventually suffered a mental breakdown that left him for the last years of his life. Despite these challenges, he left behind a legacy that continues to inspire and provoke people to think deeply about the big question of life. So, in summary, Friedrich Nietzsche was a fascinating thinker who challenged the status quo and encouraged people to think for themselves. His ideas about Ubermensch, Eternal Recourse, and The Death of God are still discussed and debated today, and his witty writing style makes his work engaging and accessible to readers of all backgrounds. As I said, this is a character, this is a person you should definitely read about and read all of his work. He's one-of-a-kind philosopher. Like, I absolutely idolize this man. And, you know, a lot of people say that he's a devoted nihilist. You know, I'm a nihilist, but I'm not really sure Nietzsche was. Like, Nietzsche... Look, I'm gonna put it simply. This is like being called God. Like, no, some of us say, like, oh, we're God, because we understand what God is, and we are God. As simple as that. But this is like Bauhaus. When it came out, they said, like, no, we're not God. But that was so God. And, you know, everybody sort of embraced it. And even I recently, like, I did this video where I was talking about nihilism, and... You know, only when I said it out loud for the first time in my life, I was like, yo, I'm actually a nihilist. Like, this perfectly describes me. This is so me. And so, listen, just, you know, I'm gonna explain nihilism for everybody, but you need to read up on Friedrich Nietzsche. Read his work. Trust me, you will not regret it. This will... provoke your mind enough to do like countless research hours. You need to put in the work to actually ask the big questions, and there's nobody you can read that will make you ask, that will inspire you to ask questions, that is, more than Nietzsche. Now, this is amazing, and you know, I'm gonna keep an open mind. Trust me, this will make you interesting at least. Now, nihilism is a philosophical viewpoint that suggests life has no inherent meaning or purpose. It's a bit like looking at the world through a lens that doesn't see any big cosmic reason for why things are the way they are. Instead, nihilists believe that existence is ultimately without any deeper significance. Think of it this way. Imagine you staring at the night sky, trying to make sense of the stars. Nihilism is like realizing that those twinkling lights don't have any grand plan or purpose behind them. Like, they're just there, sitting away in the vast expanse of space. I fucked it up a bit, but you know, I'm trying to articulate myself the best way I can. Nihilists apply the same idea to life in general. So, why do people embrace nihilism? Well, for some, it's a response to the realization that traditional explanations for the meaning of life, like religious beliefs or moral codes, don't quite cut it for them. They might look around and see suffering, injustice, and randomness, and come to the conclusion that there can't be any higher purpose guiding it all. Imagine playing a game, but you can't quite figure out what the rules are supposed to be. That's how nihilists feel about life. They see people striving for success, chasing after happiness, or following certain moral principles, but they can't shake the feeling that it's all just a game without any real rules or objectives. Now, it's important to know that nihilism isn't necessarily about feeling hopeless or depressed. Sure, the idea that life is ultimately meaningless can be a bit unsettling at first, but for some people, embracing nihilism can actually be liberating. It means they're free to create their own meaning and purpose in life, and to think about whatever in whatever way they choose to, rather than feeling bound by society's expectations or religious ones. Picture a blank canvas. Nihilism is being handed that canvas and being told, go ahead, paint whatever you want, without any notions or what's supposed to be on the canvas, you're free to express yourself however you see fit. Of course, like, not everybody finds this sense of freedom appealing. Some people might find nihilism to be a bit too bleak or disheartening. After all, if nothing really matters in the grand scheme of the things and universe, why bother doing anything at all? But nihilism might counter that question by pointing out that just because life lacks inherent meaning doesn't mean it's, you know, without any value altogether. Even if there's no ultimate purpose to existence, we can still find joy, beauty, and meaning in the here and now, in the relationships we build, the experiences we cherish, and the pursuits we're passionate about. Imagine you hiking up on a mountain. You might not know what's waiting for you when you arrive there, but that doesn't make your journey any less enjoyable. In fact, the uncertainty might even add to the excitement. That's how nihilists approach life. We embrace the uncertainty and unpredictability. Finding meaning in the journey itself rather than fixating on some distant destination. So, in a nutshell, nihilism is about coming to terms with the idea that life doesn't come with a built-in instruction manual or purpose. It's up to each of us to make sense of our own existence and find our own meaning in a seemingly meaningless world. And while that realization might be a bit daunting at first, it can also be incredibly empowering. After all, if nothing really matters, that means everything is open to interpretation, and that's pretty much a liberating thought to have, you know? You can question, you can say whatever the fuck you want to say, like, it's your life. There's nothing slowing you down, there's nothing pulling you down. You're free to express yourself, you're free to talk about whatever you choose to do so. I don't know if this is appealing to you, but, you know, this sort of life is appealing to me a lot. Now, I'm gonna talk about something that's, you know, me. This is like just me. I don't know what kind of life you want, but this is so me. I feel like everybody should at least once in their life, you know, isolate themselves from the world and experience what nature and life in general have to offer. Now, being a recluse, you know, that's basically solid to benefits. So being a recluse can be a wonderful thing for many reasons. Like, first off, it gives you the chance to really focus on yourself. When you're away from the hustle and bustle of society, you have more time to reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and goals without any distractions. This self-reflection can lead to a deeper understanding of who you are and what you want out of this life. Another benefit of being a recluse is the peace and quiet it offers. In today's world, there's so much noise and stimulation everywhere we go. But when you choose to seclude yourself, you can escape all of that and enjoy the tranquility of your own company. The quiet can be, you know, incredibly calming and rejuvenating for both you and your body. Being a recluse also allows you to pursue your interests and hobbies without any interruptions. Whether you enjoy reading, writing, painting, or playing music, having uninterrupted time to yourself to indulge in your passions can be incredibly fulfilling. Like, you can, you know, think about something deep into and jump into something deep in whatever it is that brings you joy and satisfaction without having to worry about anyone else's expectations or opinions. Furthermore, being a recluse can help you develop a strong sense of independence and self-reliance. When you spend a lot of time alone, you learn to rely on yourself for companionship, entertainment, and problem solving. This can boost your confidence and resilience as you become more self-sufficient and less reliant on others for validation or support. In addition, being a recluse can lead to greater creativity and innovation. Without the distractions and influences of society, you have the freedom to think about outside the box and explore new ideas and perspectives. Many great thinkers and artists throughout history have credited their periods of solitude with inspiring them to do some of their most groundbreaking work. Lastly, being a recluse can help you prioritize what truly matters in life. When you remove yourself from the constant demands of pressures of society, you can gain clarity on what's important to you and what you value the most. This can lead to a greater sense of fulfillment, I guess, and purpose, as you focus your time and energy on the things that bring you genuine happiness and satisfaction. So, in conclusion, being a reclus can be a great thing for many reasons. It allows you to focus on yourself, enjoy peace and quiet, pursue your passion, develop independence, foster creativity, and prioritize what truly matters in life. While it may not be for everyone, for those who embrace it, solitude can be a source of great joy, fulfillment, and personal growth. Now, there are so many more benefits I could count that comes from solitude. And of course, solitude is not for everybody, but just because you think, yo, this is definitely not for me, I know this 100%. Trust me, that's how much more you actually need it, because you can't spend time on yourself, you can't devote yourself, to your work, to self-improvement. If you actually need more and more and more people around you, that doesn't make you strong, that makes you weak. If you truly can be alone with your own thoughts, if you can truly, you know, conquer your own problems all by yourself, this will make you such an incredible person. And sure, nobody's saying like go through life like me, go through entire your life without anybody and doing everything on your own. It can be incredibly difficult, disheartening, and challenging. But, you know, doing this, devoting your time to yourself, away from everybody, away from people, can have so many fucking benefits. You have no idea. This will truly, truly, truly make you so much more as a human being. Forget about all those YouTube videos. Do this, and I promise you, you will see results. Now, I hate doing this, but if you want a community, if you want to join a community where we talk about so much more, where we talk about these sort of topics, where we talk about everything from this to ninjutsu, to science, to I don't even know what, but gothic culture, there's so many benefits in joining my Patreon. It's over at Reptilian Studio, and it would really help me a lot if you join and also follow this podcast, because like it or not, I need, you know, the support. I need, you know, I don't even know why I need it. I actually need it to actually make money, let's be honest. But, you know, it would honestly mean a lot if you help out and give me a follow. And also check out my Patreon, which will also be beneficiary for yourself. To yourself. To you? I don't know. Fuck it. Who cares? It's been your boy Deadly, the King of Reptilians. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'm out. Peace.